Hello there, Anchor. Today is another day. The seventh day I've been anchoring in a row. I mean, that's I've only had 7 days since I downloaded the app, but seventh day in a row that I've been making something. So I've not stopped yet, and that's pretty good. Hopefully it'll continue up, especially if people are enjoying this. So if you're enjoying this, you should let me know. Today, I don't know, I'm probably going to talk about procrastination. Yeah, that's a good topic to talk about. So, yes, let's get right to the show. Isn't procrastination kind of a weird and funny thing that's not actually at all humorous and just mostly just annoying? Yeah, that sounds just like procrastination. That's like the definition. If the definition in the dictionary wasn't so formal, that would be the definition, yes. I found myself procrastinating a lot. I'm pretty much a professional at it. I procrastinate all the time, except when I'm not, which is the amount of time in a day, you can probably guarantee that the majority of it is about procrastinating, which I know that's really horrible and terrible, and I'm a horrible, terrible person for doing that, but it just happens. And you know what, I should really, I mean, as everybody who procrastinates says this, I should really try not to, and sort of get onto a schedule, and, you know, do whatever you can to not procrastinate. Of course, there's a dog howling back there, that's crazy. Okay. Of course, the thing is with procrastination, it's easy to say you don't want to do it, but it's hard to actually not do it, because you get caught up in doing something, and you're like, oh man, I don't want to do the other thing that I have to do, my actual, you know, required thing to do, my responsibilities. I don't want responsibilities, I just would rather do this. But the problem is, the procrastination, the thing that you're doing while procrastinating may not even be, I mean, something you want to do. Like, for example, today, I was like, you know what, maybe I'll, yesterday, like, maybe I'll draw a little bit or something, and, you know, doodle and have some fun. But then, I was like, oh no, I have all this school to do, and work, and I have to do it all today. And so I'm like, well, I sort of pushed it off, said I'll do it later. Well, I did do it later, but way later, and in the meantime, I didn't draw. I don't even remember, I just did nothing. So, that was really annoying. I mean, that's an example of annoying procrastination, but sometimes you can procrastinate and actually get stuff done. One of my, I guess the only way I ever get anything cleaned up in my room is like by procrastinating. I have to do something else. But instead of that, I'm like, oh, but look at all this mess. Here, let me just clean here and clean there. And then before you know it, my whole room's clean. But the responsibility that I actually have to do has not been taken care of whatsoever. And that is so annoying. And so, you know, I'm like, maybe the solution here is to enjoy the responsibilities. I mean, okay, that's impossible. You can't enjoy all of your responsibilities. But maybe if I just allot some time for, like, fun, and I'm like, you know what, I'm not gonna do anything else in this 2 hours or whatever, I don't know, I'm just gonna do whatever I wanna do, but I'm gonna make sure that I actually do something, you know, worthwhile, instead of like, oh, I'm gonna watch 2 hours of YouTube videos. No, I'll do that some other time. I'll figure out a little time to allot for mindless entertainment too, and then I should allot time for, like, the actual work, but I should allot that time early, so that I can get that done, and then I won't have anything to procrastinate about. Well, I mean, except for, like, drawing or something, like, ugh, now I don't want to draw. But that, who knows why people procrastinate, mostly me, who knows why I procrastinate about things I even like doing? That doesn't make any sense to me. So, well, that's our discussion on procrastination. There's really no fix, except for the ones we've all heard and know by heart. And so, you know, we just have to actually practice what we preach. And you know what? I mean, I want to. I should try that, probably. I mean, I'm telling everybody, you. I'm telling me and you and everybody, whoever's listening, or whatever, that procrastination is not the best thing to be doing. That responsibilities and you know, actual fun or whatever is important to do. That's not like procrastinating and just wasting time and then you never get to do what you want to do or your responsibilities, or either you're cramming like on school and then you like fail and you're like, well, if I wouldn't have procrastinated. All that to say, I should probably stop procrastinating more and sort of schedule out my day, you know. I should talk about that later though. So, yeah, I'll talk to you next segment.
Hey, Benjamin, I just wanted to call in and talk about what content is ideal for Anchor. In my opinion, and from what I've heard, I think that Anchor is more geared towards short, daily shows. So it's maybe only 15 minutes long between all the segments, 15 to 20 minutes, but it's a daily show. And I think right now that it seems to be what's working for a lot of anchorers, I guess, if you want to call them that. Also about the 5-minute limitation, I almost think it should be longer. I understand that they want to make things short, but it's a little bit annoying if you get cut off, but that also might be my fault for talking too much as well. So, those are my thoughts, and thanks.
Hey man, thanks for calling in. I really appreciate it. On Anchor being more of a short form content platform, I totally agree with you there. It definitely suits it well. Now, I was listening to Maya from Anchor, her station, today, and she was talking about how Anchor was more of like a Snapchat type platform, especially you could tell at the beginning because they didn't have like saved episodes and stuff, but it was made more like so that you could just pick it up throughout the day, just talk into it, you know, make little casts and just compile them up into one, you know, broadcast at the end, and that's your day. And I'm assuming that's how they, you know, intend, and it's probably what's favored here on Anchor. I know that I just record most of the time at one time, like I just come and just sit down and record all of the segments at once. You know, I mean, I guess that's also fine. It really doesn't matter, I suppose, unless, of course, you know, I can see how with call-ins, it does help to record it, you know, more segmented throughout the day so that people can call in and you can respond and have a lot of a conversation with the audience. That's really nice. But about the 5 minutes thing, I kind of agree that it may be a little bit too short, but at the same time, I really do see how 5 minutes is the best amount of time. Because with 5 minutes, it's not too long to, you know, where you have to, like, sit down and make a really big time commitment. You can do it on a short commute or whatever, but at the same, well, like, for listening and recording. But at the same time, you can still get in a lot of words in 5 minutes. You could say a lot about a topic. And if it does go over, you just record a second segment. Now, you know, that's a little bit inconvenient whenever you like to talk a lot, like me, obviously. And like you said, you, I haven't listened to your channel yet, but I am about to right after this. But yes, I do agree in a way, but at the same time, I do like 5 minutes. I like how it's short form in contrast to like a big podcast. I mean, I can sit down and listen to 2 hours of podcasts while I'm working. I really enjoy doing that. But, you know, for daily, now that would be a lot of work. To listen to a 2 hours every day, that would, I might get a little burnt out. And to record, I would definitely get burnt out. Unless, of course I was getting paid or something. I don't know, if that was my job, I'd do it. But, you know, it's just like casual. I like short podcasts, short little Anchor things, and it's really nice just to get a little hint into somebody's day, or not a hint, but a little look into somebody's day, and just hang out with them and talk to them a little bit, and I guess that's why I like Anchor. So thank you for calling in. Well, that was a fun broadcast. More talk about Anchor and a little bit of talk about procrastination. And you know what? I didn't procrastinate making this because I really enjoy it. So, you know, I guess there's the solution right there. Just enjoy what you're doing. Yeah, well, like I explained, that doesn't always happen. But anyway, thank you for listening. If you would like to call in, like, the person who called in, I forgot their name, I'm sorry. If you would like to call in like they did, just click the call in button on the Anchor app. It's free, and it's easy, and it's really fun. And, or you can go to Twitter, @_RealForce, and follow me if you want. But mostly, just tweet me a question, and I will answer it here on the show. Thank you very much for listening. I will talk to you tomorrow. Yeah.